Here today for a spotlight athlete with Pleasantville wrestler Carter Metcalf, visiting with Carter after he just, you know, got a significant accomplishment by receiving 100 wins for his wrestling season. Carter, just walk me through a little bit, kind of what was that feeling like for you to achieve that milestone?
Yeah, that feeling, it felt good. There's kind of a lot of pressure going into it, you know, just knowing that I was so close. So kind of a weight lifted off my shoulders here before district, so I can go in with a clear mind and just, you know, focus on my other goal of making it to state.
You know, this season overall, you know, you've had a good senior season. You know, what would you say is like an area probably this year that you've improved on the most?
Yeah, I think I've improved the most on my feet, you know, in the neutral position. This summer I really worked on opening up, you know, the variety of things I can do on my feet and just being more comfortable in positions where, you know, I was uncomfortable in before.
You know, and 100 wins is obviously a big deal. And you know, looking back at your freshman year all the way until now, you know, where would you say, you know, as an area that you've grown the most overall, just as a wrestler and an athlete in general?
I think as an athlete in general, has been my mental strength and just not necessarily just always staying mentally strong, but like being mentally prepared and just, you know, being confident in myself and abilities.
You know, other wrestlers on your team, such as guys like Caleb and you know, some younger talent you have, you know, what is it like having, you know, some experienced seniors on your team that have kind of been there and done that and have experience and have, you know, made the state tournament before, but also having some young guys that were really talented too?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, I think this has been the most competitive of a room that we've had for a while. So, you know, we all make each other better every day. And you know, I'm thankful to be able to have like Caleb and Zane and Blake Rousen as guys that, you know, really push me in the practice room and make me better.
Well, Carter, along with wrestling, you also play football too. And, you know, obviously those two sports, the conditioning is a lot different in wrestling compared with football. But what is something that you've kind of taken away from the football field that you've been able to translate to wrestling, or vice versa a little bit, what you've learned wrestling that you've been able to apply to football?
Yeah, kind of just going back to like the mental thing, you know, in football, there could be some real long drives that we'd be out there on defense and just, you know, staying mentally strong and knowing that, you know, we're going to get out of it and that we can succeed out there.
You know, what have you really, you've had coaches like Coach Jorth and Coach DeForest, you know, what have you kind of learned from those guys and how have they helped you along the way in your athletic career here at Pleasantville?
Yeah, they've helped me a ton, that's for sure. You know, Coach Jorth has always, like, really helped me with battling like adversity and stuff, you know, when it comes to things, you know, always telling me like, you know, focus on what you can control. Like that was the big thing this football season was, you know, what can I control. And then, you know, Coach DeForest, one thing I love is, you know, he's always like picking at the little things, which I love is because that's what I need. Is I think if I do the little things right, you know, the big things will happen. So, you know, whether it's, hey, you need to run your feet just a little bit more on this shot or whatever, he's always been really good at, you know, finding the little things to help the big things come together.
You know, and you're a senior now at Pleasantville, you know, and sometimes that's a reality is that you're not going to play with a lot of these guys alongside of these guys again. But you know, what has it meant to you to compete as a Pleasantville athlete alongside so many, you know, great other guys over the last 4 years?
Yeah, it's definitely been an honor. You know, there's guys like my freshman and sophomore year, like Kit Lundy, who really, you know, made me better then. And like I said earlier, you know, you got guys in my class like Caleb and then underclassmen Blake and Zane who've really pushed me and just they've made me better overall, not only as like an athlete, but just a person.
You know, what would be your – if you could give advice to maybe a – elementary school kid over there at Pleasantville that wants to be a successful student athlete by the time they get to high school, what advice would you give them of how they become a, you know, a successful student athlete?
Well, I just kind of tell them what worked for me, and what worked for me is I found my passion, which is wrestling, and you know, I really focused on that and focused on grades, and then, you know, the other stuff like football came along with it. So I don't know, I just say find what you love and, you know, pursue it as hard as you can.
Out of all your 100 wins that you've had, or if it's a couple more now, I'm not sure, but out of all your 100 wins, what one would you say is the most significant? Can you narrow it down?
Well, obviously, the win that got me the 100. That was pretty significant. But my sophomore year at the conference tournament, I had a win in the semifinals that, you know, I avenged a loss. So that was pretty fun. Pretty respectable opponent I had. But, yeah, that was fun.
Any big plans for after you graduate? Have you thought of that yet, or are you still working on that?
Yeah, so right now I'm taking DMAC classes in high school, so I'm going to finish those up. I'll have 1 year left of DMAC, finish getting my criminal justice degree, and then pursue a law enforcement career.
Carter, kind of before we close, just, what is it, I guess, what does it mean really to you to be able to represent Pleasantville on such a high level in all different sports? And, you know, what does it mean to just kind of be a beacon of this community for other people to see, you know, the right way things should be done?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's something I've always kind of held important to me, especially with, like, the youth. You know, I had lots of guys when I was younger that I looked up to and always made time for me. So I'm always trying to make time for the younger kids. And I just think that if I continue to do that, that hopefully, you know, other students will do the same and we can just really create a great culture here.
That's been a Spotlight Athlete with Pleasantville senior wrestler Carter Metcalf.